definitely on. Welcome everybody to the East Coast Audio Show, the ECW wrap up for November 4th, 2008. This is a special day. Special day for everybody. You want to break the news? Well, not everybody.
Like 44% of the people. They're like, ah, son of a bitch. We have a new president-elect, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama.
Ooh, say it again.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Yes, it sounds nice. It sounds nice. History has been made tonight. I cannot lie to tell you that I'm not very excited about it. I just hope that he can deliver on what he promises, and we'll see what happens.
I don't know. I was just excited that, you know, history, yeah, history's great, but it felt good to have the guy I wanted to win. The first two votes I've had, you know, obviously.
I totally agree with you, but just the history factor alone.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you step back from your selfish wants and realize it's the way bigger picture than, you know, my scumball ass. So.
Yeah. Pretty much. Like I was telling you before we kicked off, and I'm sure other people can relate. Maybe in 27. You know, this is so significant for the old heads, you know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, it's significant for all of us, you know, as far as, you know, not to get too...
You know, we're part of it.
Yeah, we're part of it, you know, not to get too racial, but this is history, and very exciting that, you know, have an African-American president, but I still don't think I can appreciate it as much as the old heads, like my grandmother and even my mother. I was telling you that it's just something different because they went through so much and been through a lot in their lifetime, you know, in their early years that we can't even imagine. The only things that we hear or read about on television, and to see something like that is very, very, very touching to them. And I wish I could enjoy it as much as they do. I still can't believe it, and I'm enjoying it, but I could never.
I believe it, January 19th or whenever the inauguration is. Maybe I believe it this weekend, because they could always be like, hold up, we found a whole batch of votes, and guess what? They all say Republican. They're all for McCain. How did that happen? Well, how to count these? Just happened to find like 7 million votes unaccounted for. I think at this point it's up by like 5 million, 6 million votes. Everything's not even like completely counted yet. I couldn't believe it. At 11 o'clock they called it. Like, wow. I remember obviously in 2000 it was a marathon that was like a month's worth of, you know, I don't know, it might have been like 2 weeks. I moved from Virginia to back home. It was like a nice ordeal. And then in 04, I remember being up till like, 2, 3 in the morning and going to bed not knowing and waking up and, you know, being sad. But this, you know, before we left work tonight, we knew. I was like, holy shit, they called it? And then when Fox News called it,
yeah.
This is really happening.
I have to tune in tomorrow. I got a tape show on Hannity and Combs tomorrow.
Yeah, we listen. We give Rush a listen. My boy Isaac, he that I drive in with to work, he hates Rush. He's like, I've never wanted to just kill someone in my life. If I saw him on the street, I think I'd take a shot at him. Like, man, he is just a... But, I don't know. I can't believe he believes a lot of the stuff he says. He just says it because he has a platform and, you know, just trying to get people to listen. But, you know, so I can't wait to listen to Rush. He's going to just scare everybody and talk about how we're going to enter the world of socialism. And I like how this socialism stuff all of a sudden this is like the last 2 weeks, but we're not going to really get into that. We're already 5 minutes in. Even though this is a very special occasion, but man, we got a terrific ECW show. I wish I could mean that. You want to get into this? You know what? This show, the way this show was, we should blow through it in about 6.5 minutes and then go back to talking about
Barack Hussein Obama, right?
Hell yeah. This fucking show.
Let's stay professional, okay? Because, you know, our fans need the insight. Our fans need the insight, bro. They need it.
If that's the one thing we're known for on the East Coast Audio...
is insight.
It's being professional.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know. I was just about to say, you're not going to find any crash language here, folks.
The show was fucked up from the gate for me, and you know why. The show started with Matt Hardy, the ECW.
Everybody's
favorite wrestler.
Yeah.
And I have to make something clear real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Hardy is a good worker to me. Matt Hardy is, you know, okay. If you look at him from just not hating on him, he's okay. I just don't fuck with him. It's not like he's bad. He's just somebody that I just can't fuck with. And that's bottom line. We already know why. Let's not go to that. He was facing Bam, Don't Call Me Cam Neely, in the opening match of the ECW show. Pretty okay match. I think it was 5 or 6 minutes back and forth. Bam got a couple of good moves in. I like the little boot to the spine. You know, after swing side him off the rope, pretty good. The twist of fate came out of nowhere, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I
like that.
I kind of like that, too. Like, he was just doing a basic move where he was picking him up to kind of slam him into the ropes, but Matt Hardy somehow got...
He kept the head grip on.
Twist the fate out of nowhere, you know? So, and he got the 1-2-3 in the end. Like I said, it was a pretty good match. I mean, it was okay. I didn't have any problems with it.
Nothing behind it. There was no issue, really, with Bam and Matt. He's not in the title picture. I mean, I guess they didn't even sell it as, if he wins, like, you know, does that put him in the title picture?